Hey, welcome everybody to the April meeting. Erickson,
No, I was looking at the talk
oh,
that
my
Susan.
6:14. My mic. So the meeting's called to order. Everybody's here. We do have some additions to the meeting agenda. Let me go to them. We didn't do a library tour last time. Do you want people to see new stuff you've been working on?
Yeah.
Okay, so probably squeeze in a library tour. In terms of when to do this, I guess it would all be new business. Period. And then fundraising strategy for us, given the tight budget climate, that might be a big thing to start talking about. Before we jump into that tight school year. Well, we're a year away from the tight fiscal year because that's how we roll. But anyway, never too early. So does anybody else have any additions or corrections for the agenda? Great. Okay. Harriet's good minutes from March.
Yeah, to be short on words yet, because the
That's good. It gives people information. After I watched the orientation, I was like, oh, municipal library. People should know what's going on. That was always my tendency, but I got it sharply edited by the previous chair. So when I was secretary, don't have to say all that. Anybody see any mistakes? I did not.
I didn't. No, I appreciate the wording of it. Yeah, it just kind of
Yeah, you
refreshes.
carry do.
Yeah.
Yeah. First one of your second year of tenure in the role.
I make a motion to accept the minutes for March 18th. And second
Oh. Any
I
other
second.
discussion? Oh, no, there's no Mark Allison seconded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, we do have someone from the public here.
Oh,
We
that's
should
right. Did I
probably,
skip over that?
yeah.
No, it comes next.
Oh, okay, good.
So, any other discussion? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
So you passed unanimously. And yes, for the second month, Rob is here because he's interested in the trustee work for future post-work life or next year or whatever.
1 year, 1 month, and 15 days, but who's counting?
Oh, before you retire, so you have an actual date. So you are here. Do you have any public comment?
Nope.
Okay, cool. All right. Library report, one of your
Library
favorite parts.
report. Okie dokie. Did everyone have a chance to read it? So you notice that Amy's missing from the report. She was on vacation, so she, I gave her the month off, kind of a thing. No. So we are accepting credit cards for certain things now, which is really exciting. We got the Square connected to the friend's account. So money for books and other things like copying and late fees and not late fees, replacement fees. And non-resident fees are going into that now. It's not like we're getting a ton of money yet, but I think we're in the hundreds. So far, so good.
Did you say that then they give you a check or something, or it just stays in the friend's account?
It'll stay in the account. We'll do the accounting on the on that side, and then they can cut a check to the town if it's needed for some of the town side of the budget.
Which is like copier, recouping copier expenses.
How much of a charge is there for
3%.
3%? Does that go
To the
to
patron.
the patron? Oh.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right, because they're always. That's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, so yeah, Meredith and I were talking a little bit, but it, there's the capability to put the donate button on our website, and have people donate their fund, for fundraising or whatever we're doing, they
Again,
can
we'd have to
donate.
figure out friends of.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can you explain like how they're, I know
Yeah,
they're different,
I
but
can
it's just a
explain.
donation to the library, but you're actually making
I can
friends.
explain. If you make a t donation to the library, it's their check would be filled out to Heartland Public Library, and the check would go to the town, and then it would be deposited either into like whatever account. If you were doing fundraise appeal donation, it would go into that account. If it was just a regular one-off because you love the work we're doing, it would go into our donations, which is like a subcategory of fundraise appeal.
And you have memorial accounts too, right?
Yep.
Yes, various ones.
Yeah. So if someone died and you were like, wow, they loved this library, I want to donate on their behalf, it would go into the memorial account. We don't get a lot of those. But the Friends, it's a 501c3 organization. It's separate. It is called like the Friends of the Library LLC or something like that, something very specific. And they have a bank account through Mascoma. So we thought it was easier to set up the account with the Friends since we have immediate access. In terms of where the money's going, like all money that goes to the Friends just comes right back to the library.
It doesn't.
So it does not, I mean,
Well,
I would say for my purposes, it does not really matter where it goes because I'm getting it either way. So if it's going through the Friends, I'm asking the president, Tony Vendetti, like, hey, I need $300 to sponsor this music program, and she'll give us a check. The check generally is goes to the town, and then the town cuts Jillian, who does the music program, a check. So this is municipal banking.
Yeah. And I was going to ask then also, but both of those donations are tax deductible.
Yeah.
It
Yes.
wasn't, regardless of
Yeah.
where it goes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, but the square, as you explained it to me earlier, it has the you designate what the money's coming in for. So it's really clear accounting what
Accounting,
needs
yeah.
to eventually flow to the town, because it's the auditor has said these things need to live with the town and not sit in the library's, desk as petty cash or sit in Ben's account.
Yeah, it's pre-programmed. So we like basically programmed it all before we as we were setting it up.
So anything that credit card is used for would go through the friends first.
Because it has to see, it has Square works with bank accounts. And we don't have our own Mascoma Savings Bank account
So
because it's the town.
including online donations, see Square.
Which would be really nice because people would like to do that from afar that may not trust the
So,
mail or get the mail. I
or
mean,
have checks
we have checks,
drawn.
right?
I mean, the good news is like we're really, I'm strengthening the relationship with the Friends and trying to get them like more integrated a little bit with the board, and like hoping that we can talk about what this might look like. I mean, this is like just started like last week, so or 2 weeks ago, but and I don't foresee like a ton of money going through there, but I don't know.
Fourth of July sale.
That's gonna be awesome. So I did have that in mind where I was like really wanting it ready for them for the
So, do they know how to use it?
no.
Okay. So,
I'll show
that's
them. Yeah.
very
It's so
easy.
easy. Yeah.
So, I read, I think it was on the training that was, it said that you should have an MOU between the friends and the
The
board.
Friends.
Yeah.
And
So,
the
we don't have an MOU with
not
them,
that I
but it,
know of.
do we really need that? I mean,
It's so like there's different friend like I feel like it's a good idea to always have an MOU between two organizations, but it's traditionally been like very relaxed. Like they just their job is they see to support library programs and different things that the director wants to do, like initiatives and support, the mission and all of that. But
do they have a board?
no. They are the board.
Yeah, the workers are the board, and that is
And
an
Colin's
issue
been doing
because,
it forever, so
but the labor is old. Old, so they do need some fresh energy.
All right, any other questions about the card? Yeah, I'll be away, and then
Starting, wait,
next Tuesday.
no, but so, but Friday's your last, Saturday's probably your last day, right?
Yeah, I'm not
Yeah.
working Saturday.
Okay.
I'm here tomorrow, or tomorrow is a poetry fest, which is a whole thing. And then I'll be here really late for that. And then Friday I'm working, and then yeah. So I'm getting I'm like trying to get all my like summer reading bingos done, and like all the all the little things that I'm like working on. I have an update on reciprocal borrowing. So I think I brought that up before. It probably seems confusing, which is fine. Feel free to ask questions. But essentially, we're part of a consortium that t makes up 72 libraries. It's called VOCAL. It's like Vermont Organization for COHA Integrated Libraries or something like that. And
I'm one of the letters for that.
V
COHA.
VOKAL.
Vocal.
And then we all share in a system called COHA. And then within this system of 72 libraries that we're part of, we pay dues into this. So you'll see those receipts for Green Mountain Consortium. So this gives us access to Aspen, which is the patron-facing account, gives us access to COHA and all of this other stuff. Within that, like, kind of drilling down, there's a one card system. And so then we're part of this little other consortium called One Card, which is where you can go to other libraries and borrow. So there's 19 libraries total in that. Then within that, we're trying to do reciprocal borrowing within the One Card, which is we're in a pilot program right now, and the pilot is going to last 6 months. We've already started testing on a test server. So we're it, behind the scenes, we're testing all kinds of scenarios with Thetford, which has two libraries, and Norwich. So it's Thetford, Norwich, and Heartland doing this test. And so far, so good. The only thing is like budget-wise, we're probably maybe this is in the future. I don't know of what it's going to look like, but we're going to probably have to get another courier stop. So we have one courier stop right now with the aisle. Well, that means
Somebody that runs the books and stuff.
Priority Express comes, yeah, with buckets of books and blah 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 blah. Behind the scenes, it's a whole thing, but we'll probably need another courier if this pilot is successful and if people start really wanting this. So that means instead of going to Windsor or Norwich for your book that you see in the catalog, in Aspen, then you can click the hold on it in Windsor, and then it'll be shipped to Heartland. So it's like a faster, smaller ILL, but it'll be like it's treated differently. So it's pretty cool, especially considering like 2 years ago, I was kind of like Eric and I were talking, and I was like, this is ridiculous that because in California, all the systems are integrated and you can do all of this stuff because it's countywide, but in Vermont it's very different. So it's exciting. So that's a heads up and something exciting going on behind the scenes. I finished the federal and state reporting. I sent my MOU updates to the folks over there. I haven't heard anything back yet. The friends, I'll skip that. Marketing. I've been training staff to do a lot of stuff while I'm out. So tomorrow I'm going to be showing them some basic website editing and just very basic like WordPress editing and moving around and like showing them maybe on the back end, I'll show them HTML, which is helpful. But I've been, doing a lot of like giving people like a heads up of what my job entails, which is a lot of different things. I train them on invoicing. So Amy's going to be doing the invoicing while I'm gone. We'll
And who's
see.
doing payroll? Is that Trisha?
Trisha.
Looks like you spread things out.
I tried.
pretty well, yes.
Yeah. I would say I gave Eric the least amount of work, which is like already been done because all the scheduling's been done ahead of time. But they are going to be like,
In charge if somebody calls in sick or
yep.
whatever.
So I did let Eric know, like, if someone can't make it and like we have this hour to go, like, close the library. Like, I do not want anybody stressing because we're like scrambling to find a person or, you know, if there happens to be a person here who's a regular, maybe ask them to hang out for an hour. Like, I've done that with Helen, you know, and I'm
Don't
like,
do that to
Helen,
anybody.
I'm like, Eric, someone had to, I know, but that I'm just giving you a heads up. I also gave them a heads up, like, they cannot pay, like, buy anything while I'm out, except for the usual, like, Amy can purchase her children's books, and like, I did give them like, hey, if you want to, if you need something, you really need it up to like $50, but like they're not gonna, I don't see them, and I did say that they need board approval. So Kathleen and Meredith,
This have to be really tuned in. Well, I have to be really tuned in, I think.
yeah,
Check
check your
in
email.
and check in.
Yeah,
Come drop by if you can.
that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
And
see.
everybody's emails are real good.
Yes, we
I feel
all
good.
were. You know, it took a
Good.
whole month.
Awesome.
It was
Good.
ridiculous.
What a pain
Yeah,
in
it was
the.
awful. So no two-factor
They
authentication.
had mine turned off and I still couldn't get it.
What?
It's turned off now, I think. I just put it on my phone today and it prompted me with, I think, your number. And
Oh
it was like, oh, do you
no.
want to update? You can just skip it. You don't have to
Yeah,
press
you
any
have to
buttons.
skip it.
It was
Yeah.
like,
I feel like it's so aggressive and it makes you feel like there's no other option.
yeah.
They had a pass key somewhere too. And so that
Oh
was
my
part of
gosh.
it. And so I had it like delete all of that
Well, in
stuff.
July or maybe August, or
Oh
probably
yeah.
July, we'll all go on to the library's account. So we'll get new
Oh
email
yeah.
addresses, but
Yeah.
it's not hard to migrate all the messy stuff we have to keep. It
Yeah.
would be good to know how long we have to keep all this crap because
Yeah, I had a question about that. Like the listserv that we're all on, can I delete those emails? Because they're not bored emails. They're
Oh.
spam email,
Oh,
basically.
okay. I
Yeah.
keep everything because it's
I,
like a public
yeah.
records.
The compulsion to delete things like that. Like that
Yeah.
and all the Google alerts and stuff must archive instead. So there's some, I just want there to be no
There's
unread
not
emails.
they couldn't be subject to a public record because they're just yeah, there's
Yeah.
lots of
And
notifications
wow,
that
Mary, we can delete that because that's not
what
our
comes I get
business.
to
Yeah.
a week.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it on
That's
my
regular
regular
email.
mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does everyone get the newsletter?
Yeah.
Okay.
The monthly newsletter? The
Yeah.
newsletter? Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, and then one other really cool thing behind the scenes. We redid the application, the card application. So it includes the one card legal language in on the sheet.
Good.
So there's no like separate like blah blah blah. You have to fill out this form and then do this, so it's easier. I also added a home delivery interest box. So I want to start getting like the interest. If the interest is there, we can move ahead with the program I've been working on for 2 years
Yeah.
and really put it out there and advertise. If but we need the solid volunteer help first for
Yeah.
driving. But that's really cool behind the scenes. And then lastly on that, I'm really concerned about patron confidentiality right now. Because there's a lot going on in the world and there's a lot of records that are subject to not that I think anything would be subject to that here or anybody like, but just so you know, like we can only say it's private up to like a point. Like legally, if the FBI comes or a cop comes in, says like, hey, we have like a warrant to search this guy's record of reading material or whatever it is, this happens in the United States, by the way. Then we do have to follow that. But in the meantime, I just want to be really proactive, and I'm trying really hard to get like the like, hey, patron confidentiality is a thing. Like we have to adhere to it, and because of that, I want patrons to have the option to opt out of collecting their reading history if they feel uncomfortable with that. Because for some reason, it's the opposite in on the West Coast. You have to opt in to save your CERC history, but here you have to like
Yep.
opt out, but you have to know how to do it yourself.
We
Like,
can't do it. You guys
no,
can't do it for
nope, we
them.
cannot do it. It's all on the patron side
No.
in Aspen. And you have to like know how to log into your account. I mean, like, I can't tell you how many people here don't even log into their accounts, or they don't know how.
Might
You
be that
know.
might be a really good workshop.
Well,
That's
I've thought about it. I don't think people would come, but I just don't.
Maybe could you like make a little video and put it on the website of like
No,
you
I'm
are
not
now.
doing that. Not right now. No, I'm
No,
not.
not right now, but like
Nothing's right now.
someday.
Oh, okay.
Nothing is right
I'm not sure about
now.
that either, because the people who don't know how to like check their email are not going to be like searching the web for.
Signed to my library account. I've
Yeah,
done it.
I
I
didn't
didn't
either.
even, I don't care.
All
I'll see
right.
like what's in there.
Yeah. Well, can I just finish? So we did try to have a how to use the library event. I was super pumped about this, and I was like, we're gonna show, it was like Eric and I, we were gonna put it on, we're gonna show people how to log into their account, how to do things, place holds, like all of it, and nobody came. Like, we had this whole, we planned this for a long time and put a lot of work into the actual presentation, and nobody showed up. And I don't know, like, that these sorts of things kind of like make me think, well, maybe we'll try in a year.
Well, people know what they know how to do what they want to do, what they think of the library as being for. And so,
It's,
that becomes a
yeah.
complaint, but it's but people don't feel bad about it because they're getting what they need out of the library. So
Right.
I get that.
It's like a catch 22 a
Yeah.
little bit. But staff and I are like, at this point, we're doing like teach someone how to fish. Like, so if someone's like, oh, can you look up this book for me? I'm like, hey, let me show you how to use the catalog. Come on. Like, let's look up this book. So we're really trying to get people to like start, you know, doing like learning how to do things. We're fine.
So yeah.
We're fine helping people, obviously. That's our whole job. But so because of this whole thing, I did put an opt out of CERC history option on the card application. And I did it for a couple of reasons. One, I want to start a conversation about it, just so people know, like, oh, I can do that. Or what? You like collect our history. And I don't even want that. And why, you know, that's weird. Some people want it. And then, yeah, the other thing is to just get like, yeah, people like to know about it. And we can then like show them how to opt out on their side. And I've gone through a lot of like, there's a lot of people who feel strongly about this, like I do, who think that we need to change our system. So I'm sort of working on that on the background, in the background, like just being like, how can we
Statewide.
make our system work better? Because at this point, we have to take like six extra steps just to have someone opt out of their history.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Can other people see the reading industry?
Like other, like Meredith C. Mine, for example?
No, can Meredith see mine?
No,
No.
okay, not without a warrant.
Yeah.
But the library
I
staff
know about it.
could.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
don't, yeah, okay.
I mean, it's helpful like in a lot of ways, but like a lot of people don't remember if they read a book and they're like, I don't know if I read this, and like we're like, oh, let's check, and like that's helpful.
So you can do that.
Yeah.
The library
The
staff
staff
can
can
do
do it.
that, but nobody else.
You can do it yourself as well.
If through your own online.
Yeah, when you log in.
Yeah, third time I got the same Louise Penny book.
I know.
Well,
You're like,
that's
wow. All
okay.
right. Are there any questions about this?
No.
I'm going to get to the budget. Right now, this is what we're 9 months into this fiscal year. We're at 75%. These are the totals so far. This is just as of the end of March. I don't know. I don't think this is accurate for the Franz, so I need I need to figure that out at some point. But
You're right on target then, right? So
yeah.
that's all revenue. Yeah.
These are revenues. The budget status report.
Is a nightmare.
This is townwide. That's why it's so long.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Why did you get so
Yeah.
long?
So
Strong.
this is all. So the copier and the non-resident fee are the two costs that are sort of given back to the town. Tina, would you say it's that? That's a pretty simple way of saying it.
Yes. So that's why are they always at 100% because they just accrue? So it just.
Yep. And then
So the friends will cut a check eventually. If they did it today, it would be for $1,150.90.
no, this is pre, this has nothing to do with the square.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this
Okay.
is all like analog.
This has all been turned
Yeah.
over already. Okay,
Yeah.
got it.
Well, yeah, okay. This is the building. You can see we've been using the maintenance repairs line this year a lot. We had a scare yesterday with the toilet.
No, again.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little worried for
Maybe we should just have more fun here all the time.
it just needs to be the
What?
pipe is a what is it called? Iron.
Oh, geez.
And
Well,
so
building's not that old.
they need to retrofit some PVC kind of piping into this pipe, and then it'll work okay. But right now, because the it's rusting, everything's getting stuck on the little jagged. Yeah.
Too much information. And that's out where it gets stuck, like 30 yards away, like
Yeah.
the which
So
hits the
they
mega Scott. Oh,
came in with a
snake,
video
snake.
camera. This was so good to hear because I was like, uh-oh, like what is going on? Is it our toilet or like
Yeah, that was
whatever?
so thesis.
Yeah, that was a theory going around that it
Yeah,
was the new
now
pandemic.
they're dead. Yep, no.
But it was really they have video of like the pipe. It needs to be re this needs to happen.
And it is exterior,
Yeah.
past the foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all PVC under in the basement. It is.
Yeah,
So
it
it's
is exterior. Yeah, you're
yeah.
right. Okay, so the other thing about it is
Something company can do that.
they are requesting they're suggesting an air dryer instead of paper towel because they're finding a lot of paper towel in there.
Oh, love that. Okay, kids.
Kids. So those are the things, and I did talk to John about it because this all happened right before the MOU meeting, and I talked to John about it, and he was kind of like, I don't know, it wasn't before the meeting. Sorry, I'm getting my things mixed up. So I don't know. I know that they have bigger concerns. Like they have, this is a new building, they keep saying, or it's like the narrative is like this is a new building and it requires less, like so the resources are going to older buildings at this point. But this is going to keep happening if it's not fixed,
Yes.
and that is one thing I did try. Like that's what they the that's what the plumber said too.
So the good news is, I know from Martin that septics are all supposed to be pumped in the next this
Yeah.
summer. Now that is work that a septic company, I think, can do, right? That, well, I don't know. They can take, they do camera imaging, but they don't do repairs. But maybe I could ask Martin because he'll probably be the one that handles them if they could take a special camera so that they get two data points. So they got this report about the camera. Okay.
Yeah, I asked for a copy. I haven't seen it. I need to remind them.
Definitely, I'm meeting with them on looks like Friday. To make a plan for your.
Are they on board with making these repairs? Or
Unclear.
does it have to go to a select board meeting?
I have no idea
Well,
how
they
they
have
would.
budget to make repair. They don't have to go to a select board meeting to fix plumbing, a small plumbing problem. They have in their budget already passed.
Okay. But are they on board?
No, I doubt
No,
it.
we're lower on the list than other buildings because
So,
we're a newer building. So it's sort of like our HVAC system, like these things, they know we need these things fixed, but we're not priority
yeah,
to
no, I get
spend.
that from her
Yeah.
discussion, but after you present something concrete from an advisor,
Yeah.
i.e., the plumber, you would hope they would get on board with this.
Okay. Well, anyway, back to the budget. So we're at 74.85% overall, which is right on target
Yeah, amazing.
for 75%. Any questions?
What was the negative 215 500? I was trying to figure that out.
Those are grants that we got. Oh, and we just got another $500 for the Vermont Community Foundation, which is
Oh, that's
great.
good.
It hasn't been cashed yet, but that's another, that's a grant. Any questions about anything? All right. Close this. Our circulation's up again.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. Our tech questions are way up.
So the tech
Wait, will
question
you stay there?
includes
I'm always really interested.
that includes what you guys answer as well as what Dave does with his.
We don't count Dave's.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
44.
it would only be like three or four at a time. I guess, I don't know. I feel weird about it. I also don't know if I should be counting that as a program or not, because it's like,
Volunteer
seems like
hours
it's a
for sure.
well, it's
Yeah.
definitely he's logging
Yeah.
as volunteer hours, but I don't know what, like, I don't know yet. I have to think it through. All right.
Good work.
Should we do the library tour now?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and go do a library tour. So it's going to be quiet on whoever's listening.
If I had to check the bathroom, I have to get back to this. They gave me two times and then I can't do the time I picked for my meeting.
Oh
So, well, Phil suggested it. And
no. Do we stop recording or do we
we could just pause. Why
record?
don't we pause? Pause.
Yeah, okay, I'll
We're
pause.
pausing for the tour.
Where is the pause?
We're back from our tour. Old business, we did not have any. So new business. The 5-year strategic plan, can you pull it up? There's just those couple of sentences and I would love to print a signature page and get it signed. Who knows?
The 5-year strategic plan?
No, the revisions to the oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Did I mistake a mistake? Wait, where did it? So old business should have been, I thought it was on the draft. I hope revisions to the personnel manual, which is what was really my top.
I thought Tracy said to take that out.
What?
I'm not ready.
Oh, because she was
There's one
ready.
sentence to do. All right.
Well, we can look at it.
Yeah, let's look at it because I have a feeling we can settle it.
It's the personnel.
Revisions to the HBL personnel policy. All right, I didn't catch that because
All right, I don't have it up. Do you have it?
I do, but I'm not sharing.
What's it?
Gonna try.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh
So
yeah,
that's what
this is.
the agenda item should have been.
Yes, for it under old business. Okay, so up top, the only thing would be to put the date in. That's the comment there. And then there's no, nothing else. until general, section 29. So it's you can, if you're following along, it's all the table of contents is clickable. So this was a
Section
comment, section 29, the
29. Thank
general.
you. Yeah.
Wait. No. So can you go back to your drive? Oh yeah, no, that is, sorry, I'm not on the right page. That was the right one. This was it. This was the right version. All right, section 29 general. This is where a statement could go. You wanted something in there about hours for employees being subject to change if need be, for either budgetary or for the what. So I offered this as a straw man sentence. It's in purple, so it was just suggesting.
I don't remember that conversation at all. Was it like?
It was in the comments.
I feel like this might have been. I don't know if this is necessary. This was like, so what I think what I meant was in the positive direction, where like I used to work 35 hours and then now I'm like at 40, and Eric was at 30 and now they're at 36.
Okay, so.
But this is reading for me like kind of the negative.
Oh, for sure, because I didn't understand it, your intent.
And I think what I meant was it for the positive direction for either Trisha's position or
Well,
so
I
what
see
if
it as, but when I read it, necessary for the well-functioning of the
Oh, that would
library
be
being
up,
up
hopefully,
or
due to budgetary restraints might be down.
down. So it's sort of hitting both sides of the fence. That's the
And
way I read it.
yeah, and also consolidation of positions like we've done so that people get more hours out because we've consolidated staff at different, we've had different staffing formulas.
I don't know. This, as we're talking about budgeting issues, like, yeah, I can totally see this, but I'm also a little bit nervous because, like, if I was a new employee and I'm reading this and I'm like guaranteed a certain number of hours, and then I'm like, what?
Okay, well,
I don't
what if
know.
it says,
Why
what
put
if
it in?
it could just be at the well functioning of the library? I mean, you wanted this in there.
I know. I think it was to sort of like cover how strongly I feel about adding hours to Trisha's position at this point. Like Amy's been pretty clear about not wanting, but I've been pretty, I don't know.
But we're writing this for the future, so not the staff we have now.
And aren't most jobs are not at will and subject to change anyway. Like they're not known as contractor, but it's
Right,
still
nobody
right.
had a
Hours can
contract.
change. Yeah. I would say I don't think we need it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I mean,
Because they are at will. Like, I
okay.
mean, it is not a contract.
So, wait, did that whole string go then? So that doesn't need to go there. And so we should just delete all these. Exit. And they're all gone. So that was it. That was the only change left. You had something in. The only other thing you had in was about tables, that there wasn't a, I don't know, 30-hour, and that never had been there. So I just thought we could leave it alone for this revision. So that was the only outstanding thing, was that little question that we just discussed. And then again, the date of adoption would go. So there's two comments now, and they're both about the date. One at the very top, and then this one at the end on the signature page.
After talking with you today, I feel like maybe the staff, like the part about staff like write-ups and warnings and the basically like the steps for termination needs to be changed too.
Oh, to have redress, you mean for staff?
Yeah, or just I don't know. I feel like it's really tricky and I want to think it through.
So
So what
we could do
exactly is
that. So that was, I just asked Tracy a question today during our meeting because it came up in a discussion with me and David, just like with Tracy's the director, and there's all this language in there about. There's lots of language about harassment and protections, and it's a really clear legal step ladder of ways to handle that.
Sure.
And then there's a lengthy section about how staff just firing, staff whatever, tardy, they're not laid out, but staff bad behavior, if you will, gets handled, with first oral, then then a documented written, and then if necessary, then dismissal. But I said, well, there's nothing really here if any of the staff feels they have an issue with the director, they who do they go to? There's no, it's even though it's a tiny place and it doesn't come up, that was an interesting thing that we're silent about. It's got to be the board. Really, because there is no, we're not going to the town because we are Tracy's boss, if you will. So, but it's just interesting
It's
that
tricky.
it's never
It's
been here.
like it, I don't
And I
know.
don't know if we want to invite like people coming and finding their favorite board member to
Well, I think
complain
it would
to.
probably, I mean, like we have a specific person at school. It like
An ombudsman almost.
If there is sexual harassment or any kind of a harassment thing, we have a specific, usually, you go to admin, but
Right.
then
If it's admin,
if
that's
it's
the
admin,
problem.
then there's another delegated person that you
It's
can,
a staff person, not a school board member.
it's not a school board member. It is a part of the guidance department that also is part of deals a lot with administrative things and harassment and bullying with students, as you know what I mean.
Yeah,
So
so they're trained. Yeah.
they're versed in all of that.
Yeah, we're just too little for that.
I would think that, if there were some issue that a staff member was having with Tracy or whoever the director is, and doesn't have to be you in this scenario, we would, since we the board is the boss of that, we would contact them for the be able to talk let's say, or some very serious issue that in like normal, I would think. So, but should we designate a certain person on the board would be the go-to person, like the chair,
The
or
chair,
chair would be the most logical choice.
Vice chair.
Nice chair. She's a nice person.
When I was like working at a real corporate job, there was an HR department, and the thing is like we do here, we have weekly check-ins, and then we have monthly staff meetings, and then we have yearly reviews. And to me, like anything that's going to be in a yearly review is going to be addressed at some point in
In the weekly
the
check-ins,
weekly check-ins.
as it should be.
And yeah, so then that's going on. I feel like if I were, but again, like if I'm talking about my work to, in a check-in with Meredith, she's going to hear some things about how things are going. So then you're kind of hearing a perspective. And so I don't know. Like I don't know. I think maybe vice chair might be a good way
But
to.
do we, I mean, the other thing is, it was just it was a question of mine that it's interesting that it's absent. So that in that particular instance, the employee doesn't have the rights that are spelled out for the director, in terms of, managing actively her staff or his, their staff.
When, how long is it? been since this has been updated?
It's all at the top, right? Yeah,
Let
no,
me
it's
look
not.
at
It's at the
this
very
here.
bottom, the very bottom.
I did a big overhaul last year.
And we okayed that. So this has been silent for all these revisions. If you look on section 31, the policy review and approval, which is basically the signature page. Well, yes. Let's see a signature page.
Can I give a different perspective? I always think that Tracy's easy to work with, friendly, helpful. But somewhere down the road, the next director may not be you. And your willingness and have your people skills. So wouldn't you want the people
Oh,
your
absolutely.
reports left behind
Yeah.
to have that some sort of vehicle in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and my point is in these revisions. So from 2010, 16, 18, 21, 22, and 25, and now 26, we review this. We can always change this. So I feel like this is a topic that was just raised today. This thing is really done. And we could revisit this in a few months if we wanted to. We could review, I mean, I don't, I'm uncomfortable sitting on this because there are promises in this revision that tie very closely to the MOU. And I'm anxious to get this out into the world, frankly, and because it's part of the healing that we have been working on for a long time.
But they haven't looked at the MOU since like March
I
18th.
know, I know, I know.
I'm uncomfortable because I, quite honestly, with how busy I've been, and I did just submit my statistics finally, and I did just finish the MOU stuff with them, and I did put a lot of my work on hold to get that done. Part of that on hold was reviewing this. I really, really, really want to just go through this again with a fine-tooth comb myself, which I haven't had time to do. So it's like you've made, a lot of edits and you're in a good place with it. I'm not there, and I feel strongly and pretty uncomfortable, frankly, voting on this right now without me being having like gone through it and feeling comfortable with.
Okay, and I'll also say it wasn't on the agenda. I have not seen this before, so I don't really feel comfortable either signing it.
Yeah, I got dropped from the agenda without me knowing, so it's a little irritating, frankly, but I hear you.
Okay, thank you.
So, because we're putting it on hold, do we want to think about adding that piece
Yeah,
in?
we do.
We
Yeah,
should.
I think so, definitely. And I feel like there was one iteration before that did have something about the board when that somehow that has
Really?
gotten lost. Yeah, a long time
I
ago.
mean, these all exist, these previous versions, but
Yeah,
we, none
so
of
it's
them ever.
probably one of the
It was
six
really, it
pager.
was, it's such an oversight
Yeah.
that it surprised me when David said, what happens if
Yeah.
somebody's upset with the director? Because that was close to happening with your predecessor. So
Yes, absolutely.
there was lots of
Yeah,
pressurized situations, and I don't know if there was a system then.
Yep.
So, okay.
Absolutely.
So let's
Yeah.
go ahead. We'll table this till you're back.
I want to say though, like anytime there are policy changes, like just because it hasn't been approved and then signed doesn't mean that this policy manual does not exist.
Right.
Like in terms of like staff, right now, this is what we're working with.
Yeah, I know they all have access to it.
Yeah. And so the thing about it is just not up on our website yet. And then, I mean, I could,
No, and you're
you
right.
know.
And we're not finished with the MOU. So
Yeah.
this can go hand in hand with it until it can wait till June.
Yeah. And I
Okay.
think I'm sorry to make everybody wait. I would lo have loved to be in a better place with everything, but it's just been a little bit of a crazy workload for me for a while now. So,
Understood.
yeah.
Okay. So we'll close it. And but
Table
now that
it.
people have it, you can look at
Read it.
it at your
Yeah.
leisure. Because it's really
Is
good.
everyone shared as a. Oh, everyone's an editor. Oh.
Nobody, no, people should all be editors because that would.
Yeah, but is that part of open?
Yeah, if we all went away from here and we're looking at it
Yeah.
together. So, yeah, we have to. Okay.
I'm just gonna
Comment.
do
Yeah, everybody can
comment.
be a commenter. And if you do have good language about small institutions figuring this out,
I'll just leave you both on it. Since you,
Oh, okay.
Tina and Meredith, because you're the MOU people.
Okay.
I'm going to copy this and then send it to people.
Perfect. Okay, good. So we can close it
All right.
and move on. Okay.
On the same note, though, there's also another manual called the Library Policy Manual, and that's like a really large document as well. It has everything like about our policies and like borrowing, patron behavior, and all kinds of things. So it's another big beast of a document. My goal was to like look at both of them, and like have something
So that they
the
rhyme
next,
with each other. Okay. 5 year, did the 5 year plan make it into the April folder? No. Right. So what's
The 5-year
the
strategic
strategic
plan.
plan?
It's on
Well,
the library's
website,
website.
yeah. Why do I have an Excel document? It's weird coming up.
Does everyone have access?
Did you have a printed version or
No,
this one?
I'm
You
looking at it there.
worked on it too.
Yes.
You know it well.
Yeah, they use
So,
AI and some of that.
no, not in the final version. That
Process.
was.
So this is nice and short. It's lovely. But this is what should guide our goals. Which is sort of, these are twin items on the agenda. Discussing and establishing doable annual goals. So I am going to propose as a starting point that this be a year of healing and a do no harm year. And that we, part of the do no harm is going to be to keep this place safe as an institution against infringements that come in the form of further budget cuts or further fiscal beyond frugalities. And so it may be that we need to find ways to raise money, is what we said we would, because I just want to go back through our budgeting process. Allison wasn't on the board and it was painful enough that people might have blocked it out. There's nothing to cut, right? Because it's staff and it's benefits and it's fixed cost. And the staff has been working. So we had proposed pay. We had put a pocket in for, so we could have money there to look at merit raises. And we wanted to be very, very transparent about that because it isn't, there isn't a clear process for that happening in other areas of the town. And teachers are different because it's a union and it's steps, and but so people can look down the road and know how much they're making year after year. But so we've been stuck with this cost of living, barely keeping, at this point, not keeping track. So that's a real issue. And the town, we are matching the town again, and that's laid out in the other document we just closed. So in 18 months or no, now 14 months from now, there are staff that are going to have to pay more, staff here, they're going to have to pay more for their health insurance because they don't work 40 hours. So that matches the town policy that felt important to do and equitable. So you got people who are not getting raises and then are going to be pitching in more for health insurance.
Plus our budget is skeleton. I
It's a
mean,
skeleton.
we had to dig in a little bit and
We were asked,
gaps
yes.
and places. So
I
yeah.
mean, health insurance went up, what, 8 or 9%, and we were asked to hold our budget at 5. So inevitably that meant there were cuts to everything that we could control, which is like only about $300,000 of the budget, not even how much,
50 or $60,000. It's
Your
something
new one's
tiny.
303, yeah.
Yeah. So part of the do no harm, maybe figuring out aggressive ways to actually raise money beyond the annual appeal, which is a lot of work and yields, and it's important outreach, I think, to remind people we're here.
How much does that usually bring?
After expenses, it's like 4 to 5, right?
45,000.
Yeah. Or 2 to 5, not 45.
Yeah. Well, that would be a dream.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
And would that letter go out to the whole town or?
It's supposed to go to the grand list and patrons. We can't do patrons, which would
Because
be
that's
accurate
private, yeah.
mail, because we just, that's a confidentiality thing. So we try to go to the grand list. I did ask Aging and Heart, I'm not Aging, the Heartland Community Fund, because they don't, they send it also to the grand list. It's totally personal. It's people who've lived here for 9,000 years, knowing exactly who's died, exactly who's divorced, to exactly who.
Well, we're still getting return mail. We
That's
just
no
got
good. See, that's so, that's like,
two
that
this
just means it's sitting
morning.
in a dead
So I'm
letterbox.
going to get an updated grand list from
Okay.
them. And I think they said August or September I could get the new list.
Okay.
So it'll be an updated one.
Oh, good.
I mean,
Yeah.
they can't send mail to the patron list.
We can't have it. We can't access
Yeah.
it.
They, so at this point
Then send the
on
mail.
the application, it's like, do you want to receive the newsletter and or do you want to receive Wowberry? There's no opt-in for like, do you want to receive
Fundraising.
mail or like marketing or like, it's a whole different thing. They're not opting in for that. They're not opting in by signing up for a library card to then have to feel guilted into paying more
Right.
money. Like
And
they're.
also, it would be us having access, not the staff, because we do the fundraising. So it does, like, oh, I didn't know so and so lived there. But,
Even though that's all public where people live.
If they own the house.
Yeah, renters may not. And
Do we put some of the fundraising letters and envelopes out here
ooh.
at the desk? I'm
Mm-mm.
just wondering,
That's a really,
if
that would
you're
help.
renting, I
Yeah.
mean, it could. Hey, one nice thing about putting a donation button on your website is that you could put it in the newsletter.
Yeah. I
I don't know.
know.
I
I
think that's
help.
really
I
important.
actually think having an online donation option might help a
A
lot
lot. Yeah.
because,
So do I.
yeah.
But it is something to talk about, like
Yeah.
in terms of
But do you want, I
the
mean,
money going to
yeah.
the friends versus here.
Well, but it would be designated as annual appeal or library fundraising, right? Or do we want it to go to the Friends? And then
I
the
mean,
Friends
we could,
is more.
I think that would be a question about like, we could designate it to the Friends or whatever, or a fundraise appeal, but then that would be on the Friends side to just monitor the account and then I guess
Yeah,
pay the
audit.
town.
I don't
Yeah.
understand how the auditing portion of all of
Yeah.
that is going to work.
Yeah.
I don't either, and I don't.
So we have to be careful.
So we've had the square for 2 years. I think like I
You
set
just
it up like
started
2 years
it.
ago and it was like, okay. I mean, it's been a very long journey
Yeah.
to even get it set up. So at this point, I'm like, well, just do the accounting on the back end. I mean, it's not like it's not on the up and up at all.
Yeah, as long as there's a trail of accounting, I
Yeah.
mean,
Well, we could do the same thing when people couldn't we tag through the donate button that this is for, because you can even say on those donate websites, area of greatest need or staff salaries or books. You can, we can set it up so that people have a have control, but they have to choose something. So it would be obvious when it goes through to the friend's account that it came in as a library donation that somebody
Nice for that
intended.
too to like. This is what we need. If we
Yeah,
need stuff, we could
exactly.
look, and that might be helpful too.
Yeah.
I'd like to help this poor
Yeah,
friend.
exactly. I
Yeah.
mean, that's the colleges and stuff do that
Yeah.
all the time. Even so, I think that's doable even with the bat mass donation. Because I agree, I would think everybody.
And then the other thing is, are you saving all of the returned fundraise things so that I can go through and?
Yeah, there's a box,
Okay.
and we've been keeping a spreadsheet
Okay.
of all of the names.
And I didn't out and out ask the Heartland Community Project if they would share their mailing list with us, but they might. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, do they have the same rules about privacy? I'm just
No, for
wondering.
fundraising,
For
no, not at
fundraising.
all, not at all. They do send it out townwide. I didn't realize that. I thought they just sent it to people who'd given money before, but of course,
Yeah.
how do you get on the list? So I think it's Joan now. So we could just ask that question maybe together at some point if she'd be willing to do that or not. Because that would shortcut a lot of things. So we could just compare that to the new ground list. Because they have such deep knowledge, everybody who works with the Heartland Community Project of this town.
And that wouldn't be violating any privacy, yeah, with us not being able to send to patrons, but if there's patrons of the library,
Oh no, because it's
it's
people who chose to give to the Heartland Community Project. And
but if they
they
give,
may feel squeamish about sharing it with us because people gave to
well,
them
that's what I
and
mean, and
didn't
then
ask to
every
come
all of a
over.
sudden the library has their
Well, we're
address.
already sending it to
I know.
them because we're sending it to the grant list. But
Yeah.
what if the grant list that I assume is the same thing that I got, Yeah, with thousands of mistakes on it,
right? So then,
obviously.
but that no one's gonna know. We say we sent it to everybody in town because
Yeah.
we are
We
getting
did
it.
our best to
Yeah.
send it to everybody in
How was
town.
the? Because I mean, I feel bad about that, but how is the grant list so wrong? They
I know,
said to
really.
me there it will be updated. That's what I would be getting in August or September. So it would be interesting when we get that to compare it and say, where are all the,
Yeah.
yeah.
I do know that Joan went to the town to get the grant list for their mailings.
Yeah, I just think she
And
has the
within the last
knowledge of
6 months.
died and things like
Yeah.
that we, whoever's volunteering that year may not
Yeah, I
know who
know.
died or went to a nursing home or
I don't know
so
what they get back for returns either.
nothing like ours, I
But if
guess.
they're just updating it,
So
I mean, hopefully all of
yeah.
those, it should then be
It
the
should be
same, right?
better.
Better. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
For
how
same
old was the
state.
one we were
Yeah.
working from?
I got whatever
Yeah, I
quality
mean,
it means.
don't they
Yes.
update it every year? I mean, it
Maybe.
is a source of their tax revenues, presumably. Just, anyway, it remains a challenge and a puzzle and a issue. But I think the donate button would help enormously
Yeah.
with all that.
But I agree. I think that's a great focus for us this year because
Is the sort of do
it
no
was
harm and
do no
preserve.
harm and kind of look at ways to raise funds for the things that we've had to give up on the budget side.
And might well be asked to do again. Who
We
knows?
most likely the next few years are going to be the same.
Yeah. What do other people think?
I think, yeah, I was thinking Kathleen, you and me and Meredith could talk about budget, coming up budget. So there you're asking for the budget for 2028 to be done in August now instead of,
Can you imagine?
But
Which is so nuts. It's 2 months into the fiscal year.
months into
Into the
20s,
previous.
numbers don't come out. I mean, I don't understand.
I think it's aspirational.
Anyway,
But
so we're going to set up a meeting to talk about
yes, we
it.
will.
Of
Because
course,
whenever, yeah.
y'all are everyone's invited if you want to, but Kathleen's a trap. I know you want to go, Tina. Just kidding.
I'll focus my energy on
No, I think that's
this
a
portion.
wonderful idea.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking we could just go through, I could have like a couple of different scenarios again. For the, budget, and then we could see where we can like maneuver things, and then I have a feeling like I feel like everyone is gonna be like, we're like, hey, we're trying to raise money for books. I feel like books is like the most basic thing that people would love to see at their library.
Well, but everybody that was asked and everybody that worked on the strategic plan, goal three is provide competitive and equitable wages, which we're in
Yeah.
danger of fading out on. So,
I think I used to work in nonprofit fundraising. I think being very specific is actually a good thing. To be like, hey, this is stuff that we don't have enough budget for, and like we're not going to be able to do it if like to just be very honest about it. That hooks people, and people give money to things they care about. So if they're like, oh my gosh, like
They don't have money for
Eric Dogs,
dogs.
these people haven't gotten
A raise
raises
of 3 years.
in 3 years, and now they have to pay more for their health care.
Yeah.
Like,
So I feel like doing that would align well with the strategic plan, is what I'm saying. So. So I don't think we need to, this is not a motion coming out of this, but the beginning of a conversation, I think.
Yeah, and like once we have like a definitive number, I think that would be like, okay, our fundraising goal is
35,000.
yeah, or wow.
4 or 5. 45. 45. Get rid of that
10,000.
or. Well,
Yeah.
you can't, you can't do lots of books. And well, how much? I mean, we lost 15,000, right?
The adult book budget was totally cut.
Decimated. Yes.
So why don't I try to spend some time, because that's something I can do, looking at different fundraising
Oh,
options or
yeah.
things
Including
to
like
brainstorm.
not capital campaigns, but that idea of approaching
Or
deeper
just
pockets.
deeper pockets,
You know, with a specific ask.
and events kind of thing. I mean, like, I loved our little prom thing
Oh,
that
I know, but
happened.
it
I
was
mean,
a lot of
it,
money.
you know, like, you know,
Well, they
why?
loved it. They just loved it. They wanted to do it monthly.
Yeah, they did. I was
I
like,
love it. But I think that maybe we can come up with, you know, something that might draw
Well, you go
people
through
in.
those archives and saw the things they did 25 years ago to
Oh
them.
my God, totally.
Like
Like
they
bake
picked
sales
up
for
trash. Picked up.
contra dancing lessons.
That's a cool
Yeah,
one.
trash pickup.
But they picked up trash, including like old cars
Metal.
and metal all
Yeah.
over this
Yeah.
town.
They
Every
did. Yeah.
weekend, they were driving around with their flatbeds and
Yeah.
loading
So,
people's
but
junk
I'll
cars.
do some brainstorming. Okay. So, my husband's on the conservation committee, and every year they do the summer box pickup. And Doug, I can't remember his last name, is, you know, kind of asking Todd if he wanted to come out, clean up, you know, the refrigerator that had hornets nested in. Like, could we pull some scrap? But I wonder if we could combine. I mean, we're pulling scrap and.
But the thing is, it's us. Like they
Yeah.
literally went out with their kids
Sure.
in their cars, and they were all alive.
I mean, could we join forces with, we need to clean up these bottles anyway, and we pull out trash and we can get a little bit of money for them. If there's anything in
Oh
that
yeah, in
plan that
terms of
might be,
volunteering and stuff.
yeah.
And they don't, that's not Green Up Day, that's separate.
That's separate, yeah. Interesting.
Maybe.
Right.
That's cool. All right. Okay, plan C is plan for collective tuning in during director's leave of absence, which is starting Friday
Are
afternoon.
we? Oh, we're in a.
Oops,
Oops.
on the agenda.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I think it really does mean I apologize to Tracy for the, you know, saying, oh, just check the email every 2 weeks. And the fact that it took a month was like a fiasco for us all to get onto our own new email. So that was it's over, it happened. But we probably need to check, you know, more like weekly and, or, you know, figure out. So that gets us to this simple checklist. So this fell away when we all used to have fat binders with tabs that we inherited and we're supposed to add to every month. And I did not. I use, because I'm all digital. But this checklist didn't exist anywhere. And it's a good one. I think we do really well on the every year and every month, but we don't do so well on the every week thing. So I just wanted to put this out as a challenge to get better at while Tracy's gone, and especially dropping by here to see how staff's doing. I'll be, you know, on the hot seat for toilet, as I already am with Tracy, but I'll be, you know, because I don't know how much of that baby wants to shoulder. My shoulder's already getting stiff.
Bring it.
But yeah, I like this checklist. I had seen it early in my tenure. And this is a basically a trustee orientation in writing that doesn't exist. It sort of fell off our radar. So thank you for printing it. So everybody, you know, you all have your own busyness and your own life and your own pressures, but and I know some people here are all the time anyway, doing stuff, and we all know the some of us that are volunteering, we know those should be on our calendars, and so we actually show up when those guys need us. So yeah, so just basically just to be much more tuned in until the 1st of May when Tracy's back, and then carry on with some version of that. Anybody have any ideas or questions or anything? I think if we did like a spontaneous, like if I bought them lunch one day or whatever, but is there a day they're all here?
I think it's fine. I don't think anything.
Special.
No. I mean,
Rah-rah.
yeah, just like, how's it going?
Yeah, okay. Well, you always bring them baked goods.
Well, that's for the community, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bring in chocolates sometimes for them.
Is it really like chocolate? Yeah, we'll figure stuff out. We'll tune in. Okay, start the annual appeal process now. Item D.
Well, if
That's
I'm
the
gonna
grand
think
list.
that's it. Yeah, I've already talked to Martin and John about getting that list up, that updated list, and then of like the fundraising ideas and things like that. So next time we meet, I'll have at least the fundraising things. The grand list won't be ready until end of August, but yeah, September.
So.
But I could. I know last year was fiasco of the
Printing and
mailing
mailing.
and printing and mailing. So maybe I can do some forward planning about if there's anybody that has started up
Oh yes, we could
again,
get it
right?
done
If
like
we
in
could get it done
September.
like we had
Yeah.
it done before. So I'll do some
But
digging on
already
that.
it's a brilliant idea to keep a folder, up, here's because the mail's, I mean, for US Postal Service.
What do you guys usually do for printing now? Well, last we used Doolittle and Budget. And then Doolittle went out.
Unfortunately, because they used to mail for us
Right.
and they would do cross-checking,
Yeah,
which I think
I've used them before
I
too.
think that's a lot of what happened is the cross-checking. No,
Nobody, it didn't
we
happen
didn't,
this
there was
year.
no way to do it.
Last
Oh,
year,
that's
they
what it
had a
was.
bunch of lists
Yeah,
and it was
exactly.
hard.
Yeah. And they just have it all.
So let me see what I can find for that. It may be more out, have to go further to make it happen, but let's see what I can find. Yeah, I can see if I can ask some people what other like groups they're using too, because we used to send out monthly appeals. So
Whoa. Wow. Where was that?
Upper Valley Land
Oh, yeah, of
Trust.
course. Yes. Now they
Whoa.
do it all by email, I think.
I'll do
Do you
that.
work for them now, or?
I used to. I don't anymore. I don't have to do this fundraising
Monthly,
stuff.
wow.
I mean, they did one big annual appeal
Yeah.
and smaller monthly appeals to select people. But I mean, I kind of like the idea of, more community kind of events, because those are our patrons that we'll sponsor here. But also digging, for deeper pockets somewhere might be a good idea.
I think our biggest event has been for the past 3 years or 4 years, the summer reading program kickoff. Like that's been the most traffic, like in terms of bodies coming and people just
Happy to be there.
gathering. It's a big deal.
Okay. All right. And then if you look at the calendar, which everybody is definitely useful, there's not, I was trying to be, I mean, I was looking at what we need to do. We're not gonna, this is gonna get tabled until the thing I had under board tasks won't happen until oops, June. So there's nothing in the calendar, the normal course of events in May. So the question is, do we want to meet without Tracy? I really would like the board report and all that stuff to be able to take a hiatus. I think you should probably ask for Martin to run the reports, just so you can see that things don't look out of whack. Are you going to be meeting with Amy doing the Amy's doing the invoicing, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm meeting with her. I don't know that.
I don't
Well,
know.
there's really no purchasing, big
Yeah, there's not
purchasing
no big
going on
purchasing.
in the
It'll
actual
just
event.
be like monthly stuff coming
And then
in.
just going on with the paying. So,
And are you good with Tuesdays and signing in on that? And
yeah, that's
we're
fine. I'm
good.
out of town next week if you'd like to drop in and
Would
visit.
you like me to do that
Yeah.
on Tuesday? Got it.
And
I can do that.
that'll be
And
both.
yeah, I'll need. maybe two Tuesdays in a row. Okay, I'll be able to. I can do that.
So how do you feel about that? If we didn't meet in May,
I don't
you
care
don't have
either
any
way.
view about it.
Yeah.
I mean, should we meet again just in focusing on fundraising, this whole idea of fundraising ideas, or not?
Might get a kickstart if you do.
Yeah.
You like focus the meeting on that.
But is that giving enough time to do? I'm on vacation next week. But we don't want to plan your vacation.
No.
I'm up for either. I think, June would be 17th, so I'd be out of school.
June 17th.
Yeah, is there, it would, if we skipped May.
Yeah. I think I have to be virtual in May because I'm going to be grandchildren at long last.
I won't be here on June at the June meeting. Yeah, I'll be just coming back from the country, so I would be okay to show up, but in May
You
or
won't
June. I think
in
June,
June. You won't know what
we
hour it
come
is.
back the
Okay.
16th.
Maybe you should meet in May and then skip June.
Yeah, I mean, we only had, that was the other thing, the other issue that feels tied to this is that we did only have two summer meetings, and we had, and they were June and or they were 6 weeks apart.
But if we wouldn't have Tracy's report for May.
The
She's gone.
anchor.
Yeah, drilling. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to hammer you when you're just back either. Do.
I'm fine to do June too. It's fine.
What's that?
I'm fine to do June. That's okay.
Okay. And then here we just have to take notes.
Yes, maybe that.
Because Harry's going to be gone.
Yeah. Why don't we skip May and beach?
Dude, okay. Then maybe, and we'll see about July and August, depending on what vibes we're getting from the town or where the MOU is or the other thing if we have to move it. And then what we did is we changed the time so that they were six, they were spread out. So we didn't go 2 8 full weeks. We went like 6 and 6. Okay, so then maybe we meet earlier. When's the cut? What day is kickoff? Do you have a date for the summer reading kickoff? It's after school, right?
It's June 20th.
Oh, okay, so that's late enough. So maybe, no, you're gone 2 weeks.
I'm gone June 7th to the 16th.
When are you gone, Harriet?
The 13th to the 20th, but we're also going to be gone
Oh,
the first
right,
week
like
of
before
June.
that. Yeah, so you got a
So,
lot of June. Okay,
yeah.
let's keep the date as is and we'll figure out the whole July, August thing.
The day is the 17th,
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Okay, so we will not meet in May.
Can we back up? So I'm signing
Yes.
for you on the 21st, and then when are you out? Actually, the 28th and the 15th, if you could sign.
I'm here.
Sorry, of June, please. The 9th and the 16th.
Okay.
We've sort of covered the
We've covered,
fundraising strategy stuff with the
well,
other
initial
people, right?
brainstorm is all I wanted to think about, and I think we did.
I'll plan with that.
And now it's our annual goal, so it's going to be a burden every month. It'll be hanging out for us to think about every board, every time we think about the board. All
I'm a
right.
great creator of chaos, so I can come up with some of
Oh,
this.
good. Oh, want to avoid chaos? Give us money so we don't have to stop programming more books, or and we can actually give our hardworking staff a raise. Okay, we have to move it. We like to move
I
to
would
adjourn
move to adjourn. A second.
at 7:41. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Our record.
Meeting
In
adjourned.
meetings adjourned.
Good. Stop.